All right, now, next point. Let's take a look at an adjective. The Lord, ha kurios, the Lord is holy. Now, note, I have got to use the nominative after the verb to be. I don't say hageon. I gotta say hageos. Mark, it's the principle you talked about. I could put is in there. The Lord is, this is here, but you know, if you're thinking, what I meant to say is it's an equal side. Lord equals holy, okay? Now, watch this next move. This is really key for Greek. This next thing I'm going to do. Look up at the board. Is the adjective in attributive or predicate position? Predicate. Yes, because it's not following the article, as we saw in chapter 6. That is a sentence. It is not a phrase, the Holy Lord. This would be a phrase, the Holy Lord. Okay? So when it's an attributive position, it's a phrase, the Holy Lord. This is now predicate position, and it is a complete sentence meaning the Lord is holy. That is to say, because Greek has this ability to manipulate the article, it doesn't actually need the verb to be as often as we would use it. It simply doesn't need it. Okay? It simply doesn't need it. So that sentence is, the Lord is holy. Now, could that sentence mean the Lord was holy? Well, in theory, but 99.9% of the cases, it doesn't. I used to say it never does, and I found one example in the New Testament. But I'll tell you what, anytime it's a different tense rather than present, it is so obvious from the context, it's impossible to go wrong. But if there's no particular contextual demand, it's a present tense that's assumed, okay? It's a present tense that's assumed. So you're not going to assume that that means the Lord will be holy or the Lord was holy. It's the Lord is holy. Yes, Wendell. Well, the noun has to have the article, though. Okay, yeah, because you could have this, and then you could have a holy Lord. All right? But when you have the noun with the article and the adjective without the article, either here or in front, hageos, ha kurios. See? Could do it this way, too, Wendell. In either case, it means the Lord is holy. Yeah, that's exactly the idea. This is exceedingly important. You have no idea how many sentences there are in the New Testament without the verb to be in them. Okay?
Is it only the verb to be?
Yes, it's only the verb to be.
So this is kind of like Hebrew 2, where it does this in Hebrew.
Yeah.
The substitute that is or the to be.
That's right. Yes, because this is in predicate position, it is not immediately behind the article. This is predicate position.
So that's the Lord is holy also.
Exactly. But this one, this second one over here, is probably a little bit more like the Lord is holy, a little emphatic. Mm-hmm. Good.
Question.
Yes?
The
what?
Uh,
No, he's not taking license. It's just not exactly illustrating this point because you have two nouns. You don't have, I mean, he's not saying something like Jesus is worthy or something like that. Yeah, so it's a slightly different point. All right, now I've just got a couple of other things.